Thank you. what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Pre-produced at my cherished 51st state in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. Welcome back to April New Music for 2025 here on the Home of Burnaby Rock. That set began a very long time ago with Chris Livingood. From a compilation from the label In Lost. Then it was two from a compilation from the label Not Not Fun, the first being from White Poppy and the second from Filthy Huns. The first compilation was courtesy of Bandcamp Mailbag and the second was from the Berkeley Charts. Again, there's no Berkeley show this year, not enough stuff. After that was MPU 101, that was from Mailbag, and then Tomu DJ, Zachary Gray, and then Waval. Then it was New Over Mono, just a single, but I'll take it. Transitioning from that was Olaf Strauss, followed by a haunting melody from Milan W, and I think that came from the KALX charts. Then it was The Artists, who were from Vancouver, with a great new song, and then show winner Lemon Year from Blue Zero. In a world full of bad shoegaze, that song is an aberration. Next up was a song from Caroline Rose. That song was like the Plain White Tees song, but for junkies in a housing crisis. Very timely update of the Plain White Tees song, and a good song too, I'm not mocking it. People love the Plain White Tees song. Then was another major new song, it was from Franco Rossino, the front person of Vancouver band Dumb. Simple, awesome track, that one. Then it was Good Flying Birds again with another major song, and then after that was Eat Girls, Eat Hyphen Girls, who are from France, with their first and also major song. Then it was Piece de Resistance. That was from 2020. I thought that was newer. That was followed by Cuneiform Tabs. That was from the Berkeley List. And that is band members of Violent Change. Following that was another song from Eat Girls, and then it was Femme du Lit, and then two from Elizabeth Whittington, and then the set finished up with Winter. So, there it is, back to the new music on the show. The remaining unkinking of the new music hose I would expect should be prepped for May 9th. That is Listener Appreciation Week. On that one, I will maintain the sources from this one and then go from late 2024 to the present on Blaylocks, Burkhart, and Pitchforks, which should be good. Lots of pop tunes, high chance of Metrowave. In the meantime, I'll do a show in studio either next week or the following. If you liked what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. I have three more, that's all I'm good for, and this episode may run short. Up next at 8 o'clock is the Art Show, unless it is Thursday, in which case the Bird Crusade is up next. Have a great weekend, thanks for listening.
can't we be?
All right.
Why can't we be?
Thank you. such a terrible state now, let alone in 50 years' time.
This is Bird Note. Ever heard the term eagle eye? An eagle's vision is incredibly sharp, and its eyes can weigh more than its brain. The secret to the bird's exceptional vision is the density of visual cells, the rods and cones of its retina. Rods in the eye register the overall shape of objects, while the cones register details, such as contour and color. The rods and cones in a raptor's eye may be 5 times more dense than those in a human eye. The golden eagle soars on a 7-foot wingspan, riding thermals high into the air. From there, it can spot the minute movements of its favorite prey, a rabbit, from over a mile away. That's like you driving 40 miles an hour and being able to look back at where you were when this bird note started and spotting that same rabbit. Head over to our website, birdnote.org, to learn more. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern. Did you know you can listen to Bird Note as a podcast whenever you want? You'll even get some extended episodes we can't fit on the radio. Get even more birds in your life. Just search Bird Note in your podcast app.
I'm Margaret Cho. You're listening to CJFF 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University.